Global Tech.
Hey, Al?
Yes?
Al, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. Is this a better time?
Yeah, you're good.
Awesome. I hope your Thursday's going good.
Yeah, it's going well. How's your Thursday?
Well, I had to go for a blood pressure and weight loss check on my lunch break, and it turned out pretty good, so I'm pretty excited.
Well, great. That's good to hear.
Yeah. You know, I think it's funny because most of the time when you ask people how they're doing, they'll be like, I did it. But I actually, like, say what is going on. I don't know if people really care, but, you know, I figure if you're asking, you know.
Well, yeah, of course. You know, some people will say good, and then they're feeling terrible, you know. Hey, call
yeah,
it what it is, right?
Feeling awful, exactly, because, you know, you never know who's going to be the person that's going to help lift you up if you're having a tough time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You're right about that.
If you're pretending to be okay, then I don't know if you need me to give you a little word of encouragement.
There, and everybody needs that.
Everybody, and it was funny because when I got to the nurse visit, I was having a moment myself, and that nurse was like, gave me that word of encouragement, and he was just super cool, so it was amazing.
Yeah, that's the way God operates.
Amen. Amen. And most people won't even say that. They'll be like, the universe. But it isn't the universe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not the universe.
He's the creator of the universe and the stars and everything else.
Yes. And he knows every single thing
that's
going on with us. Oh, yes. I have two Bible verses tattooed on my body.
Oh, you do? Which ones?
Isaiah 61:3.
Okay.
He gives us beauty for ashes. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Not by sight, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Well, unfortunately, I don't have any tattoos.
Well, it's not unfortunate. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about what the Bible says about tattoos, but, you know, I figure it's not the worst thing I could have done.
Everybody's their own personal, I guess,
Yep, I feel the same way. Well, it's so great to talk with you, Al. It just lifts my spirits knowing that I'm talking to a fellow believer. I'm telling you, it's awesome. He sends me those little God shots when I'm having a day, and it's been good so far.
Good.
So tell me about what do you know about Google Guaranteed?
Actually, I really don't know too much about it. I don't know whether you have to pay for the lease or like I was talking to, I think it's Ari Levy. No, well, maybe it was her, but
You talked to RLE before?
RLE, yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
And then I guess my last conversation was with this other girl that you just mentioned, you know, but I wasn't really getting any production out of my account, you know. I mean, I could have told her, even if I got maybe like 2 leads, you know, where it could pay off the my monthly budget, you know, that would have been great. But I think I've been with you guys for about 5 or 6 months already.
You have. You've been with us for a little while. You sure have. Yeah. And it looks like they're going to give you.
Yeah, she says she was going to.
They're going to give you a full service credit. Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, they've got that in place to give you full service credit for the month. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah. So this is Google Guaranteed. This is at the very, very top of the page in the Guaranteed section. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what this section does is this section actually lists you. Have you ever done a search and seen it up there at the top in the Google Guaranteed section?
I have, and there's probably about, in my industry, I think I see about when I type in carpet repair or carpet cleaning, you know, it'll have 3 companies up there. Now, yeah, I have seen it. And then they have also, like, on the map on the right side, they'll have the actual location of where they're located at.
Sometimes. There's a lot of mobile guys that choose not to disclose their location, and that's more since COVID. But in that Google Guaranteed section, there's actually more. There's a drop down where there's more providers listed. So those 3 that you see there, Al, they do rotate because they're not always up there 24/7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And The thing about the Google Guarantee, what I like best about it is guaranteed leads coming directly to you. Google guarantees that you're a quality service provider to the general public. And then what they're doing is they're going ahead and they're listing you up there. They've gone through the vetting process. So just to get the upfront cost and things out of the way, so you know what's going on, is it is a one-time $250 application fee. This goes to get you background checked and get the Google Guarantee application completely approved. Okay.
And didn't they do that when I first signed up with you guys?
No, you haven't done Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is a second.
Not guaranteed, but just to sign up with Google with you guys, you know.
No.
I wasn't charged anything.
You were charged the original $199 for your monthly, and then there was a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all the programming for the setup of your account and getting everything moving forward. Yeah.
Okay.
That was $298 that was paid there, and that also went for the website creation, all the directories, just everything. And that's normally a $299 cost, but they brought it down for you to the $99. So you paid $298 to get going, and then $199 each month after that.
All right. Okay. And this
is separate. So this is a background check that's done directly through Google for the Google Guarantee, and the application is specific to the Google Guarantee section. So if you look, you know, for carpet cleaning, carpet repair, the services that you're providing in your area, and you were to go ahead and click on the details of any one of these technicians that is showing up there, it's going to tell you what the Google Guarantee is. So it's get it done right or Google pays you back. So Google goes through this specific vetting process with each client that's listed up there, because what they're doing is they're providing the public with a money-back guarantee up to $2,000 within the first 30 days in the event that there was ever anything wrong. Now, I haven't actually seen anybody that's had to invoke that, but they do have that in place, and that's Google's guarantee to the public. Now, what they've done for the consumers, like you guys, for the providers, what they've done is they have provided you guys with quality leads. Have you ever tried like Angie's List or Home Advisor, Thumbtack?
I'm with Angie's List.
Okay. And how do you like it?
Oh, I like it. I've been there with them for 4 years.
Okay. That's good.
They're not paid leads. I mean, I pay a monthly budget that I set up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I've got my, my program with them.
Okay. All right. That's what I like to hear, because if you like that, you'll love this. The way it's set up is the calls come directly to you. There's no middleman here. The clients go to Google. They look in the guaranteed section. They choose your business. They choose to work with you, and they go ahead and contact you directly. Now, the cool thing about it is that there's only two instances that Google actually considers it a qualified lead. Okay? So if it's to be considered a qualified lead, the person has to ask for estimate over the phone, and you give it. Or they have to, you have to set face-to-face appointment to give face-to-face estimate. Those are the two instances that Google considers it a qualified call. So if you were to get a call that was sales or solicitation, spam, robocall, somebody seeking employment with your company, if they were asking for a service that you don't provide, that's not listed on your service profile, if they were asking for,
And that's happened with Angie's. You know, sometimes they'll send me a leak where it was for floor shine, you know, like wood floors or stuff like that. And I don't install wood floors, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have to call them up to let them know it was put in the wrong test.
Well, you don't even have to call us, because the calls are already recorded and monitored. So they won't even charge you for it. They have AI listening to each of the calls. You're given a specific Google call tracking number, so it takes the guesswork out of it. In the event that one slipped through, then you do have access to the call recordings through the local Splash dashboard, and you let us know, and we would dispute it for you.
Okay, and I work more in the Cullen area, which is Plano, McKinney, Garland, Wiley, stuff like that. But on those Google ads that you're talking about, is that all over, or is it,
It's all over. You get to pick your specific service radius. If you go, some people, they'll go and obviously not in Texas, okay, but some people will go the entire state, when they're working in Jersey or Connecticut or something like that. They service the entire state. So it really depends on what your licensing and insurance says. So as long as you're licensed and insured to work in all those areas, then you will be able to provide services in all those areas.
Yeah, I'm basically more in the Cullen area, so I don't want to be driving to Fort Worth or anything like that.
You don't have to. Yeah, you can really cherry pick here. This is amazing. And that's what I'm saying is if you get a call, say you got a call from Fort Worth and it's not listed in your profile, that you service Fort Worth and you decline the job, you're not charged for that because that's not considered a qualified lead. It's outside of your service radius and it's not listed on your service profile.
And then you just call them up, and then with the voice message, they'll go ahead and give me credit for it?
Yeah, we have that call recorded. So like I said, if it happened to slip through, then, which is very rare that they do, we would go ahead and take care of that for you. Yes, sir. You would just let us know. You can even text it in and say, this phone number was not a qualified lead. We'll listen to it, and we'll send it off to Google. Now, getting down to brass tacks here, the way that it works, Al, you have business license and insurance for the company, correct?
Yes.
And you could pass the background check, right? You haven't killed anybody in the last 7 years?
Just yesterday.
All right. Well, no, as long as you didn't get caught for it. we'll be all right as long as you didn't get caught for it. We'll be fine. So what happens if you choose to move forward is you pay the one-time $250 application fee. That's upfront. It's non-refundable. Do you have any employees?
Basically, they're not employees. They're just helpers,
Okay. Going out and doing face-to-face estimates or anything like that with the client.
That's just me.
Okay. Beautiful. All right. So then nobody else needs to go on the application. But say at some point you brought in your kids or somebody that you wanted to be able to do the face-to-face estimates, then all you got to do is just let us know, and we can go ahead and get them background checked as well. Okay? So if you choose to move forward, we go ahead, we charge the $250 application fee, we get you the application, you upload the information. So what we need is business license, insurance, tax ID number. They're going to ask for your Social Security as well as an upload of your specific driver's license so they can run the background check. Once we submit the application out, it could take, but I don't see it take this long very often, it could take 4 to 8 weeks. For it to process. I just like to be upfront about everything. That way there's no surprises. And when it happens sooner, which it does all the time, then you're pleasantly surprised and very happy. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once it's completely approved, we're going to contact you and we're going to say, okay, Al, it's completely approved. We're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. Your leads are $29.33. That's not going to go up. It's not going to change. It's not going to increase. Google has not increased their pricing since 2018. So in 5 years, they have not increased their pricing. In the event that for some reason they did or were going to increase their pricing, we would let you know beforehand. Okay?
Okay.
Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, we have to set the minimum monthly budget. So Google's requirement on this is 13 leads for the first month, which would put that minimum monthly budget at $383. Now, the way it works is like this. We charge the $383, we cut the leads on. They're going to come in at approximately 3 leads a week if you leave it at standard running speed. Okay? Now, you have the ability to increase or decrease as you see fit. So what happens to literally 8 out of 10 of my clients is they take the leads on, they get them going. They love them. They're fire. They say, you know what? Crank it up. I want to take 8 leads in a week, or I want this many leads. And we turn it up. And then the latter is true as well. Say you take on the first couple leads and you know for a fact you're not going to be able to take anything else on for at least 2 weeks. So you call in and we pause it, or you can text, you can email, you can say pause my campaign. We pause it. We hit the pause button. You do not rotate off the list. You just go down to the bottom because you're not active in that moment. Okay. And then we pause it, and that budget.
I'm sorry. Is that a portal where I can do the pause, or do I have to actually call you guys?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can connect with us through the Local Splash dashboard, text, call, email, whatever. Don't do smoke signal. We're in California, okay? So we see a lot of fire anyway, but I don't think you'd get very far, okay? So if you want to pause it, though, this is the amazing thing. Al, say you took a pause for 2 months, you took your wife on a Tahitian vacation or something crazy, right? That budget rolls over to the following month until it's completely exhausted. There is not an automatic charge.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think?
It sounds pretty good. I mean, yeah.
It's my favorite product above all products. Let me tell you why. It shows a 33% conversion over any other pay-per-lead service. And since you told me you're doing well with Angie's, this is really going to set it off for you. And what I believe, because you already have these months and you already have this other pieces in place, if you were to give this a shot with the Google guarantee and let us earn your business in this area, they'll give you the full service credit for the month. Okay, and that'll push out the billing. It looks like your billing was supposed to be July 8th. That's going to put your billing at July 9th. So that's almost 6 more extra weeks. August 9th is what it would put it at. So that would give you almost 6 extra weeks for us to get this Google local listing situation more prominent and shiny. While we're working on that, you have the Google guarantee leads coming in. And in the event that you were not satisfied with the Google Local, you can just stop it completely, because then you still have your Google Business profile and your stuff there, and you get to keep the website, and then you would just be getting the Google Guaranteed leads coming in.
Okay, but those reviews that I have on Google, will they automatically transfer over?
Yes.
They will?
Yes. I haven't seen them not. I mean, it's once in a great while there'll be like a technical issue, and then we have to just message Google and get them to switch them over. But yes, that is the amazing part, is you already have 14 reviews, so that's absolutely fantastic, because for something like this, that's what they're looking for.
Yeah, I do, but I noticed if there's two accounts there, one of them has, I think, either 13 or 14 reviews, and one of them has 3. Is there any way we can get rid of that other one that has 3? Because, I mean, it's showing, I don't know if you see it on your end, mm-hmm. but it's showing like a 3.5 stars, you know. Can we just get rid of them in there?
Okay. So what our options on this are for something like that, which I don't recommend at this moment, but we can address it. And I'll tell you why I don't recommend it at this moment. So the option is this. We can combine them, okay? But then it's going to bring your overall rating down.
No, I don't want to do that, because I got a 5.0 on the other.
And that's what I'm saying. Just leave it be. It's going to fall off because it's not active. There's no website attached to it. Over time, when Google sends out the bots, it's going to fall off. If we petition Google and we say, hey, we want to get this taken off, they're going to say, okay, these are your options. And 9 out of 10 times, they want to combine it. And if they combine it, then that puts you into the situation that you don't want to be in, because it's going to bring down your overall score, A. But B, it's also it could throw your account into suspension. And we don't want it in suspension when we're trying to get you Google guarantee approved.
Right. Okay, well then how long will it take for that one to come off then?
I don't have a time frame on that. I can't give you a definitive promise. What I can tell you is that when there has been duplicates, I've seen them come off. I can put it in for client support to take a look at it and let them know.
Yeah.
But again, okay. I wouldn't even suggest doing that until we get your Google Guarantee approval. Once we get your Google Guarantee approval, you call me up and say, Amy, I want you to address that now, and then I'll reach out to client support and get them to address it, because then it won't suspend anything.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. You want to give this a shot?
Yeah. What time is it now? What time is it? You're in California?
I am. It's 1.
It's 1 o'clock there?
Mm-hmm.
Can you call me at 3? Yeah, 3 my time would be...
It is 3 your time, isn't it?
Yeah. 3 o'clock over here.
You want me to call you at 5?
Stop, and we'll go ahead and set it up. I want to be at home while I'm talking to you. I'm on the inside of my vehicle right now.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, the only thing that I need to do, just so you know how it's going to go when we do get in there, is I'm just going to charge the card and send you out the application, and then I give you 24 hours with the application and schedule your client interview. It's no biggie. Nothing big to take care of from here on out. It's just getting your permission to charge the card that we have on file. We have a MasterCard on file.
Okay, but that other, the local supplies, the one that I have now, that's going to, I'm getting rid of that then, right?
Not yet. So what you're doing right now is what we're going to do is we'll charge the $250 application fee. We'll give you that full service credit. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Which is going to push your regular $199 billing out to August 8th, okay, about 6 weeks from now, right?
Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be paying two times out of that. Okay.
Understood. No, completely understood. And that's why I'm saying we're going to give you that full service credit. If that local listing, that Google Business Profile, starts earning its own keep and gives you 3 or 4 in a month at minimum that you're looking for, then you would keep paying it, obviously, because it's turning its profit. But if it's not, then you're not going to, which makes 1,000,000% sense. But if you're getting 6 weeks free on it, let us work on it so we can get it going a little bit better.
Fair enough.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, when I call you back at 5, the only thing I'm going to be doing is sending you out an email and a text that you're going to be going through the client interview. You're literally just going to upload the documents to this application out, and then from there, I schedule your client interview with the technician for tomorrow to go ahead and take care of everything.
All right, well, send it to my 12-volt tech cleaning 0212 Gmail account, okay?
I've got it. Is it okay if I go ahead and charge and send everything over, or you want me to wait until 5?
Can you please wait until 5?
Yep, yeah, I'll wait till 5. No worries. I'll talk with you then.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.